These days, you can get a lot at a drive-thru without leaving the comfort of your car. Coffee, dry cleaning, a cheeseburger. And this past Wednesday morning, imposing of ashes, two churches in Prairie Village offered single-serve Ash Wednesday services to commuters in their cars. Alex Smith stopped by one to watch the season of Lent kicked off at the speed of rush hour.
At just before 7:30 on a chilly morning, Pastor Aaron Roberts stepped out of the Colonial Church in Prairie Village and marched out to the curb where cars roared past. Wearing a stole and a black robe, he planted a sign in the grass reading Ash Wednesday Drive-Thru. Before long, Roberts saw a slow but steady trickle of takers. As each car pulled up, it took Roberts just about 15 seconds to deliver a blessing and draw a cross in ashes with his thumb on the commuter's forehead.
As Lent begins, we remember the truth of our existence, which is from dust we were created to dust we will return. Go with God. Blessings.
About half who drove through were members of the church, and about half were just passing by. After receiving the imposition, a few explained what brought them.
My name is Raina Ochoa. Because I'm so busy today and I won't be able to go to Mass today because my kids have basketball. And so this was a great opportunity. I just saw it. I didn't even know about it.
I'm Marilyn Upman. And when I got up this morning, I thought, do I want to get up, go over there? And then I thought, yes, I need to go.
Well, we were imposing ashes, and this is the first time for this church to do this. And if Aaron is willing to stand out here in the cold, I'm willing to come and get them.
Pastor Aaron Roberts says the church started the drive-thru service this year to accommodate the needs of congregants who couldn't make the evening Ash Wednesday service. The Colonial Church is part of the United Church of Christ, one of many Christian denominations that practices imposing of ashes. Roberts explains the significance of the tradition.
I mean, there's lots of stories about where the tradition of Ash Wednesday came from. One of them is that there was a priest in France back in this, I think it's the 6th century, who every year there was a day where they would bring out prisoners in the community and humiliate them by covering them with ashes. And then one year, as a protest of that practice and the treatment of those prisoners, the priest covered himself in ashes, and somehow that got tied together with Ash Wednesday. It means a lot of different things to people, but usually it's a sign of repentance and things that we would like to change about ourselves. It's also that when you put the ashes on someone, the words are spoken, and the truth of our nature is, from dust we were created and to dust we will return. Which, no matter who you are, it's kind of a grounding statement of what it means to be human.
Robert says wearing a cross of ashes can draw attention, but that's part of the ritual.
People look at you funny all day, and some people will, you know, recognize you, and it's like, or they'll have them on themselves, and other people will keep their distance from you. It's a very interesting experience to walk around with a cross of ash on your forehead.
The drive-thru received about 20 commuters in a little over an hour. Pastor Aaron Roberts says he plans to make the Ash Wednesday drive-thru an annual tradition at Colonial Church. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.